I have had an anticipation all day that God is going to do something special, unique, and what will prove to be very powerful through our intercessions tonight. We may not be praying any better. I think all of you guys just pray so beautifully, both the people on the team and our intercessors. So I'm not asking you to get, really high-ranking praying going on so God can move. He's going to take us where we are and lift us up himself in the power of his glory, his anointing, his authority. Wow, what a place to be, huh? And he's going to give us victory over our enemies in some area, maybe more than one, but at least one area is going to see a dramatic shift as a result of your prayers tonight. So, boy, thank you for joining us. The day is going to come, you're going to be hooting and hollering, even if you don't do that, because of what you're going to see take place in this nation from your faithfulness. God is so good, so very, very good, forever and always good. Good has a new meaning because God is good. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. Okay, let me get started here. Last night, in the middle of the night, the Lord awakened me. And he said to me, be faithful, pray in faith, because I have some things I need to share with you. The first thing he said was that the New World Order and the Illuminati, who's trying so hard to create this, is going to try to take over America again very soon. Does that mean in the month of May? It could, because it's very soon. But it may also mean the end of the year. One thing about God's soon, S-O-O-N, messages is that they can take a little while to come to pass. You're looking at them, to come to pass tomorrow or the day following, and it could take a year for his soon comings to occur. But we will stand and we will wait, as you will see that I will read. All right, turn please in your Bibles to Micah 1:8, verse 13. Father, we are excited. Our faith is excited tonight because we know that you are going to do the impossible, the improbable. You're going to turn our ashes into beauty. You're going to answer our prayers. You're going to give this country a new look, a look of your glory, your beauty. And we await these wonderful moments that you have designed for us. It's amazing to us, Father, that from the beginning, from the beginning of time, you look down upon this very day and you determined what would be. And you have waited patiently to bring the blessings forth that we have fought so hard for. We love you for that. We love you for teaching us to wait patiently. We love you for putting a faith in our hearts that stands against the winds, stands against the errors, stands against everything sent out to destroy our faith. You're a good Father. You're a wonderful, wonderful God. Thank you so much. And thank you for helping me to give what is on your heart tonight. For we love you, Father. We love the Son who leads us in war, who leads us to cycle in his victories, who leads us to the glory of your incredible throne, to behold you, your light, your knowledge, your wisdom, the beauty of your glory, Father. He is such a faithful Son and such a faithful Lord. Thank you for him. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So the Illuminati is going to try one more time to take over America, and it's going to be soon. When he said to me, soon, I looked at the date and I thought, boy, could this be going to happen by the end of this month? It felt like it was going to happen tomorrow. But I'm sure that's not the case. But you need to be praying. Praying in faith, standing against it as though your arm was held out to stop the flood from pouring out over this nation, and stand having done all to stand. Stand some more. For in our standing, we are exerting faith that holds up boundaries, brings down deception, brings down every conceivable kind of force or power that lifts its name above the name of Christ. And you protect the work that has been done to build that boundary. So just keep standing, keep saying no to the Illuminati and to the New World Order. The very forces of hell hate those words, you know, because they're very rebellious. The minute you say no, they want yes. But the rebellion falls at the feet of Jesus, so you never need to fear it. their hatred, their warmongering, everything they do falls at the feet of the glorious King of Kings. So stand and fear not. As I've shared with you in the past, did I ever read that scripture? No, I didn't. And I want to read it before I go on. Verse 13, the breakers come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. And their king shall pass before them. And the Lord on the head of them. I can remember many, many years ago, I was living in Omaha. And just became very, very sick for one reason or another. And the Lord didn't heal me the first day, second day, or the third day. Because he wanted me to sit still, lay still. He didn't care as long as I wasn't on my feet. Because he wanted to talk to me. And sometimes I can get too busy. So as I laid my head down on my pillow, an angel stood with me and stood with me for several days. Before he left, he spoke to me. Now, he spoke to me every day while I was there. But the part that goes with what I'm revealing to you right now, he began to teach me on that third day before he left. I can remember at one time, I wish I could tell you whether it was before or after, that I was taken by the Lord to see the coming mighty men of valor. And the whole scene that laid before me, their weapons of war, their faith. He had images of everything and anything that concerned the mighty men of David in that room. It was awe-inspiring just being in that room. My heart became so filled with faith. I thought, what a wonderful thing that God is going to do through these people. When are they coming? When are they coming? Beauty. Beauty, truly beauty for ashes. Truly what we saw in King David and his mighty men of valor will not only be matched but surpassed by these people. I've written about them, I think, in two of my books. It was really an astounding experience and understanding that I was given. Many, many years ago, though. So, the other beautiful thing about this is that the breaker, who is Christ, comes up before them. He leads them. And if he's in the lead, he's empowering them with every step of the steed. It is amazing to see him work. They're moving in his airstream and in his glory stream to do what they've been created to do. Well, we're at that hour, and the work that they're doing, most people would never say, well, the mighty men of David, and I'll tell you why. In another experience I had regarding these men, I saw the scars from the nails in their hands, in their feet, and through those nail scars, I saw the brilliant glory of God flowing. But they were dressed in the most humble garb. You might think of people in that caliber of business with the Lord, that they would be, you know, dressed for television or to go see presidents or whatever. But not so. They were dressed most humbly, as you would see the Lord Jesus Christ, the most powerful man that has ever walked the face of the earth, was dressed so humbly. So are these people. Through their humility, fire, power, a force that can only be said to be of God, is moving them, is using them, is flowing with them, through them, in them. They are heaven's chariots of fire. His brilliant chariots of fire riding over their heads from the heavens. And these men are those who walk on the earth bearing the authority and power of these chariots of fire over their heads. Now, I could spend a long time talking about them because they're so vital, so important for today. But I'm not going to. Let's look at verse 8 of chapter 3 before we leave this page. But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment, and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgressions, and to Israel his sin. That's one of the realities of these mighty men of valor. They're prophets. They're apostles. But more than even the apostolic, they are prophets. And they are priests of the Most High God. And they call Zion out of sin, out of the terrible, terrible waste places of sin, to the mountains of glory, to reveal the beauty of the Lord. They're being called to judge unrighteousness. And the priest of these will teach, but not for hire. They will lean on the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. And they're there to protect the precious, precious gems of Zion for the Lord Jesus Christ and the church. They're good because God is good. They're terrible because God is terrible. They're powerful because God is power. They're authoritative. And all of the dark kingdom knows how much authority, how much power these people have, because God is authority and he is their authority. He is power and he's their power. All that they need, the judge, the priest, the prophet, the apostle, everything they need is in their hand because he leads his army. And we never have to fear these getting power hungry or starting to believe that they're so much greater than the rest of mankind, because all of that has been pruned out of them. Praise God. Okay, let's move over to chapter 6, verses 8 and 9. Now, considering all that I've just given you, the Lord says to them and to us, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. The Lord's voice crieth unto the city, and the man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? These are the rods of God, these mighty men of valor. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, next. All government levels, capital. I talked about some time ago the Illuminati, the New World Order, at present owns our government at every level. We have the capital, and we have the people that are in the forefront of the capital, and they get their marching orders usually from the Jesuits and from the Illuminati, who really own our government. So the things that come down the pike to the nation are things that these people in the background have decided is the next step. Now, we do have righteous people in government fighting this horrible war for us. Most of us are not aware of this and how much being in the government can be a very, very painful reality because of the kind of battles they have to fight. But what I saw recently was I saw Washington, the Capitol in Washington, utterly suddenly explode, like someone dropped a huge bomb on it. After it just touched the ground as nothing but powder, a steel frame rose up. And immediately upon that frame was all the makings of a brand new capital. And everything inside of that capital that represented government from the president down now belonged to God. So we're going to get a new government. I don't know that they'll rule things better. I don't know what the new rules will be. But I do know God will own this new government. And the things that matter are going to be done according to the will of God. That's coming because you pray. you quit praying, I can't make any promises. But as long as you pray, that's coming, and we're close to that. The nation's economy, we look at, I was given, I think, 5 visions some time ago. I may have mentioned this before, but it doesn't hurt to mention it again. Of the World Bank, the IMF, the BIS, the Federal Reserve, anything and everything that is responsible for how our economy is run. And really, I think for the most part, the biggest guy is the Federal Reserve. But I think all of these big banks are run by Illuminati people. And I might even go so far as to say by Jesuits. So the heads of these banks walk with the Illuminati and secretly are Jesuits. And this is the team of people that determine what's going to happen with our economy. So we have to keep that in prayer, and that's why we keep bringing it forward. Number 3 is education. I think most people who have children today live in a nightmare knowing what the children of this nation are being taught. From clear down in kindergarten, clear up to the highest levels of university. They're not taught a love for America, they're taught a hate for America. They're not taught history that is real. They've remade history, attempting to tear down everything that God has built into the foundation of this nation through wonderful men of God. So if you're reading history books or you're watching historical programs, if they don't say what you've heard again and again from the church, ignore it. Except one thing. Pray that God will bring that garbage down and trash it and raise up the truth for our young people. Number 4 is the Department of Justice. And I wrote, beginning with the Supreme Court. Now, I think where we are right now is a good example to tell all of us the importance of having a court system, a justice system that is true, that believes in truth, wants to use this system to the highest and best benefit of the American people. It probably, in its nature, the best justice system anywhere in the world. But we've got people in important places that want to rip it apart, as they want to rip the Constitution apart, and so on and so forth. That's why we keep praying over the Department of Justice. Tonight we are so close to losing the present battle. But that doesn't mean even now we have to lose it. But any part of this battle that we may lose will probably be lost purposefully to reveal the crime syndication that we now call the government the brokers of the economy, education, and Department of Justice. So there are those who are trying to bring all of this unrighteousness down, and they may let this thing look like we're losing this battle. And in fact, we may lose certain things about this battle, but it will only be to reveal to the nation what they really have driving this nation, the deceit, the deluge of tyranny, oh, and so many other things. We've gone over it so many times. I know you know all of the issues. But the underlying thing I want you to keep in mind, because you must keep your faith strong, my dear friends. You have been tremendous, tremendous intercessors working with us week after week. And we must keep our faith strong. No matter what they say about Trump, I don't know how they're getting away with the things they're getting away with, but it will fall before them. And Trump will arise to take his place in God's time, which is close at hand. So don't listen to those things. Don't even listen to them and say to yourself, well, I don't believe that. Yeah, but how about this or how about that? Don't go that far. Just stay away from it. You're being lied to in every way you possibly can be lied to. And there are spirits coming out through their messages trying to deceive you. People like his good friend that sells pillows. I have such a respect for that guy. He's put out a lot of money to support Trump for the sake of this nation. And I think he is an amazing man. And Trump has many others just like him. There are really several right now on the firing line with Trump. And they all need your prayers that God's truth will prevail and these people will be shown to be innocent so that the nation can be at peace. So if we lose or even appear that we've lost this battle, as I said, it is a deliberate, temporary loss to reveal secret and hidden things. Trump will arise if we don't give up. If you think he won't, quit thinking, because he will, and it will surprise you. The communist must and will fall. I don't care what they call themselves, Democrats, the Communist Party, wherever you want to look, that they've scattered themselves thinly across the face of our government. Don't pay attention. They will fall because it's God's time for them to fall. It is his time for them to fall. And he is going to answer your prayers. And I'm telling you, the whole world will be shaken when he arises off of his throne and says, enough! And begins to shake the rats out of the blanket. I'm not trying to be unkind. They may be nice people before the public, but most of these people are Luciferian worship people, and they're not nice. So we see our dear President Trump. I love to say this every time I talk about him because I want you to be reminded. I don't care what the press says about Trump. The Lord, every time he appears to me and talks to me about Trump, he calls him your President Trump. And if that's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. So I just keep calling him that. And I realize that if it's nothing, even nothing more, it's prophetic. And the more it is spoken, the more protection is around that truth. So just keep saying it. He's being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Now, some people don't even want to call him a Christian because he uses bad language from time to time. And, of course, the Democrats want to say he's a terrible, terrible liar. But I would say this. I think it's time for the church to let the man be a Christian, which he is. He accepted the Lord in his youth, actually. So he's being persecuted for righteousness' sake as a Christian who is trying to bring God's will to America as it is in heaven. He has a small band of people who are working with him, and he also has a very large band of military people that are both working with him and protecting him and his family. Why? Because he's in the process of paying a bigger price for the restoration of America than you, than anyone. We have never seen a president in this nation fight for this nation like Trump does since George Washington. And all we can do is thank God for him and pray for his protection, pray that the will of God will be made known to him by the prophets that he keeps around himself, and so on. Pray for the man, and pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. I think that's all I'm going to share with you tonight. I know that you've heard these things from me in the past, but every time I bring them forth, it seems like it's brand new because it's so urgent and it's so important. But when we finish what we've been sent to do, which is the total saving of America, we've already saved America, but now God wants to clean her up so she can be saved for a while. That's what I mean by that statement. Every time I look at it, it just lights the fire all over again. This is a beautiful thing, and you get to be a part of it, as do we. So let's pray.